The newly constructed state prison in the Matanuska Sioux Sittna Borough will most likely not open on time because the state operating budget passed on Friday does not contain enough of the funds requested by corrections officials. In March, the Senate Finance Committee cut the Goose Creek Correctional Facility startup funds, some $3.6 million, from the Senate version of the state operating budget because of concerns about the eventual cost to the state of running the prison. At the time, Senator Johnny Ellis said he was confident that the funds would be reinstated after conference committee talks.
The conference committee can take the House number or some lesser number, and I believe that there will be adequate funds to open Goose Creek on time.
But that has not been the case. The version of the state budget passed Friday contains a reduced amount for prison startup costs, some $2.4 million. Richard Schmitz is spokesman for the Department of Corrections.
Department is reevaluating how it's going to open the Goose Creek prison. The amount of funding that wasn't received, the difference between the $2.4 million and the $3.6 million was planned to cover. There would have been a small contingent of inmates that would have been brought in with some staff, obviously with correctional officers and other support staff. Instead, there's enough funding to cover the basics, the bond repayment, utilities, and to secure the buildings.
Schmitz says the original plan was to bring in a small group of prisoners to test the facility before opening the prison entirely. Now the available funds will be spent on bond debt and utilities. The Matanuska Sioux Sittna Borough built the 1,500-bed prison, which is 85% complete, and under an agreement with the state is leasing it to the state for 25 years. The idea behind the agreement was to provide in-state housing for about 1,000 Alaska prisoners now incarcerated in Colorado. Goose Creek operating costs are about $50 million a year, plus lease payments to the borough of almost $18 million a year. It costs $20 million a year to keep Alaska's prisoners in outside facilities. Goose Creek was scheduled to open in June of 2012. Schmitz says now that date will be delayed.
Year that was covered, the $2.4 million, it would cover about 3 months. So right now we would just be looking at a delay in a ramp up of 3 months to the beginning of the next fiscal year. So of course it's up to the legislature to decide what it wants to do at that point.
Corrections officials could ask for more money as part of the supplemental budget next year or request additional funds for the next fiscal year budget cycle.